USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Attorney General Merrick Garland announced on Monday that the Department of Justice has sued Texas to block their updated congressional, state, and House maps, alleging that districts redrawn after the 2020 census disenfranchise minorities in a violation of the Voting Rights Act. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki announces the United States will boycott the 2022 Winter Olympics in Beijing in February by not sending any representatives of the U.S. government. Psaki says American athletes still have the support of the government behind them.
The athletes on Team USA have our full support. We will be behind them 100% as we cheer them on from home, but we will not be contributing to the fanfare of the Games.
China has warned there would be consequences for anyone who decides to boycott the Olympics. This is USA Radio News.
From city streets to back roads, from road warrior to carpooler, there are some things you can always count on. Like the reliability, durability, and power of DieHard, America's most trusted auto battery. No matter where your journey takes you, count on DieHard to get you started on the road ahead. Available at your local Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest stores.
Just in time for Christmas, Mike Lindell has dropped the price of the standard classic MyPillow, regularly $69.98 to $19.98. Now, queen and king size slightly higher, but that price includes a free press and pack bag so you can take your MyPillow with you anywhere. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs and give MyPillow for Christmas.
All travelers two and older flying into the United States must show proof of a negative coronavirus test one day before travel. The rule takes effect Monday. The previous rule required a test 3 days before travel. Flyers who can show proof they recovered from the coronavirus within 3 months prior to the flight don't have to show a negative test. And if these new regulations have you a little uncomfortable when it comes to traveling, Clinton Henderson is a travel expert. He tells NBC News.
If you decide that you're uncomfortable traveling, call the airline, see what they'll do for you. A lot of times they will give you at least the value of the flight in a voucher that you can use on a future trip.
Kentucky Derby winner Medina Spirit died of a heart attack. Trainer Bob Baffert confirming the horse's death that happened today at Santa Anita in Southern California. The horse was caught up in a controversy following the race after it failed a drug test. This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Employees in the Big Apple being told to get the jab or else.
New York City will impose a vaccine mandate for all private sector employers in the nation's largest city. The mandate will go into effect on December 27th. Mayor de Blasio on MSNBC Monday morning.
We've got Omicron as a new factor. We've got the colder weather, which is going to really create additional challenges with the Delta variant. We've got holiday gatherings. We in New York City have decided to use a preemptive strike to really do something bold to stop the further growth of COVID and the dangers it's causing to all of us. So as of today, we're going to announce a first-in-the-nation measure. Our health commissioner will announce a vaccine mandate for private sector employers across the board.
It should be noted the Omicron variant of COVID-19 in Africa, where it originated from, is not causing any extra hospitalizations on that continent. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Former Kansas Republican Senator and 1996 GOP presidential nominee Bob Dole passed away Sunday at 98 years old. Florida Republican Congressman Michael Walls remembers Dole.
I looked up to him in so many ways, just as a man, politically, but, you know, somebody who is a servant leader.
Dole is also known for his service during World War II. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.